Back in October 2013, Chinese President Xi Jinping proposed building a close-knit China-ASEAN community under the guidance of a 21st century maritime Silk Road to promote maritime cooperation. The initiative fits well with the ASEAN Master Plan for Connectivity adopted in 2010, aiming at enhancing the region's infrastructure and institutional connections. Abdul Majid Ahmad Khom, President of Malaysia-China Friendship Association, says the Belt and Road Initiative will be a boon for trade relations between the two sides in the near future.
Well, I think, to me, personally, I'm very optimistic. In the next 5 years, the connectivity between ASEAN and China will be totally different from today what we see. First, of course, we talk about connectivity in communication, in terms of air link, land, and also sea. In future, this will be the new interaction connectivity between the Chinese people and the ASEAN people through cruise tourism.
China has been ASEAN's largest trading partner since 2009, with ASEAN ranking China's third largest trade partner since 2011. Bilateral trade between China and ASEAN members is expected to hit $500 billion by the end of this year. Meanwhile, it has been 5 years since China and ASEAN Free Trade Area was established, eliminating tariffs on 90% of imported goods. Boom Hong Liang, president of the Malaysia-China Chamber of Commerce, has suggested that China's Belt and Road Initiative could help realize a more integrated ASEAN community.
The first thing is financing connectivity, which requires each nation to be more open to foreign investment. Secondly, there should be more cooperation on policy, including the signing of more intergovernmental deals. The other two aspects are tighter links between each other's infrastructure and goods. As such, people in related countries should enjoy more choices of commodities.
However, Professor Tang Zhiming from Panya Ward Institute of Management in Thailand believes that there is still a long way to go before the ideas contained within the Belt and Road initiatives can be carried out. Professor Tang says the implementation process requires joint efforts from both governments and enterprises.
The Belt and Road Initiative is no doubt important to ASEAN's economic development, but we need to hammer out on how to turn these ideas into concrete plans. In doing so, we will consider the establishment of governmental mechanisms within the region. Then we will also study on how to connect the Belt and Road with ASEAN's Master Plan for Connectivity in terms of funding and institutional building.
Last year, the China-ASEAN Information Hub was set up as a focus for internet connectivity between the two sides. By the end of this year, the 10 ASEAN countries are expected to form the ASEAN community, aimed at closer integration through political security, economic, and socio-cultural links. The new community will help provide more potential for China and ASEAN cooperation in infrastructure construction and cross-border trade. For CRI, I'm Wang Wenjun.